Good. With that, communications.
Item 31, request of Dorothy Holland to address council regarding Portland Grey Panthers.
So I had a question of the folks who are testifying on communications. I notice you are all with the Portland Grey Panthers today. Would you all like to come up at the same time or come up individually? It's your choice. Whatever makes you feel more comfortable. Thank you.
Dorothy is not able to make it.
And okay.
I'll read the rest. 32, request of Brian T.J. Jackson to address council regarding Portland Grey Panthers. And 33, request of Sally F. Frosman Cecil to address council regarding Portland Grey Panthers. And 34, request of Edith Gillis to address council regarding Portland Grey Panthers. And 35, request of Lou Church to address council regarding Portland Grey Panthers.
Thank you for being here.
For having us.
Good morning.
I don't know who'd like to start, whoever would like to start, and if you could just state your name for the record, please.
Okay. My name is Brian Jackson. I live at the Yards Apartments down right next to the Broadway Bridge. I'm a 100% disabled veteran that was residentially challenged up until I got a voucher from Home Forward. Since then, we've been having a lot of problems with the management there, with everything from maintenance to security problems. We have tenants that have had serious electrical problems in their apartments that have taken months for those things to be taken care of, and there's safety issues. We've had black mold, cockroaches, rats. There's a problem with management not following through with maintenance, and the city has a big investment in this property. I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $21 million. We shouldn't be having these problems. Home Forward is not following through and holding their management company accountable. At one point, I did contact Commissioner Daly's office, who was very instrumental in pointing us in the right direction. Thank you very much. Your staff spent a lot of time with me getting us on track, getting us to code enforcement. We had a crime assessment done through the city, which was very helpful in trying to get some things done. Unfortunately, the management company has not done anything on that crime assessment except trim some bushes, and it's been very frustrating. There's a lot of people that are in that complex that have disabilities. The management company retaliates against any tenant that bucks their system. They've tried to evict some of the tenant unions. I run the tenant union there as well. They've tried to wrongfully evict one tenant who complained she had a broken window, and over a month to get it replaced in wintertime. It's just ridiculous. We have another tenant that has had some maintenance problems. I could go on, but that's just a sample of it. We did contact code enforcement, the city. They had the crime assessment done. We got a hold of Portland's Tenant United. So your office definitely got us in the right direction. It was a great resource list that you provided for us. Unfortunately, we're still being crushed by Home Forward not being proactive in holding their management company or their company accountable. What we're asking the city for is to lean on Home Forward a little bit to ensure that management stops the harassments and the what they're doing to anybody that's in the tenants union. They're retaliatory against, and it shouldn't be that way. They're destroying Home Forward's mission statement, which is to provide safe housing.
Mr. Jackson, what was the name of the property you live in?
The Yards Apartments.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Congratulations, Commissioner Hardesty, on your position.
Thank you.
It's nice to know my vote went something nice.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sally Fronsman Cecil, and I'm speaking as an advocate for the homeless in Portland today on behalf of Grey Panthers. Homelessness is an ongoing state of emergency in Portland. This is affecting more and more elders, along with many other vulnerable populations, people with disabilities, families, and just those who have been displaced by social, political, and economic disaster. we must do more now for citizens living on the streets of Portland. We need to fulfill our social contract immediately, the way we would when many people are displaced by a natural disaster. Instead, the city of Portland and the state are sweeping tent encampments away. Merchants complain about the homeless downtown. The people in the community object to people in their backyard. No one wants homeless people on the street. We can't sweep people with no place to go under some kind of imaginary rug. Long term isn't good enough in a state of emergency so serious that such a large group of citizens are on the streets every day right now. Now, I want to say I am not a person who is going to say the sky is falling. I have a victim survivor services certification. I have studied and done at least mock versions of mitigation, preparedness, response, and getting over, basically, disasters, mass victimization. This is something I've cared about for a long time. I don't think it's a bad thing that we're doing long-term planning, but I do think that a lot more could be done now. Now, people object to health issues, urination, those kinds of things, but we don't provide any kind of porta-potties or anything for people. People complain about people not working, and yet we don't do what you would do in any country, cooperative efforts or something that the Peace Corps have done, that people in the VISTA program here have done. There are so many things we could do that we don't do that could be done now to help people. And I just kind of think that that is something that's it's not sufficient, that we're not acting now the way we should for people who need help now.
Thank you.
Thank you. And perfectly timed, by the way. That's hard to do. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Edith Gillis, and I'm presenting you some solutions that City Council can implement pretty soon. And I'm going to give you two examples that I've observed where people who were elderly with disabilities were made houseless as a result of city policy. In one case, it involved making at least 12 people houseless, jobless, indebted, and further disabled. So immediately punish any use of Portland dollars used to make people houseless. This includes city taxes, fees, fines, impound, confiscation, theft, hold, grants, loans, tax breaks, or partnerships. Punish the harassment or worse of people who are houseless, poor, or suffering. Dock, cop, pay. Withhold resources and punish landlords and shelters for evicting or raising rents due to police harassing tenants and guests. Punish murderers or attackers, rapists, extortioners, and their associates for frequenting or terrorizing their crime victims and victim families. When they do so, landlords often evict the victims. Protect civilians' right, access, and use of their documents, tools, clothing, gear, transport needed for housing, work, and custody health that otherwise would make them houseless. Punish Portland cop uniforms, gear used off-duty, especially to terrorize poor or suffering people. If you're not being paid on duty, don't wear the uniform. Pay Portland cops, et cetera, normal rates during protests, paperwork for end-of-shifts arrests, houseless interactions, or military exercises. Frequently, they will wait till the end of the shift and arrest houseless so they can get overtime at the end of the shift. As soon as possible, redirect such police monies and means to instead provide housing and mental health. Punish the cop use of or profit from items confiscated or stolen. Redirect any or all items or funds to provide housing or legal support if not promptly returned to its owner. Hold individual cops in the Bureau liable for misconduct. Every month, I hear you voting to give more and more money to the police and spend more and more money taken away from other services that we need in order to pay for the consequences of police misconduct, hold individual cops and the Bureau liable for the misconduct, and redirect to housing money for cops paid administrative leave, pension pay for cop involved with excessive force or deaths. And the two examples that I gave is that when I was donating some materials to Gateway Center, I saw a woman who was elderly with disabilities, frantic. She had just been made houseless by the City of Portland police, who had gone after her landlord because he couldn't get mail when he was in the hospital dying with cancer and was blind. And then when they had a hearing, while he was at City Hall to have the hearing, the Portland police came with military weapons and closed down school, the house, and evicted all of the people who had businesses on the property and all the tenants who had been paid. All their property was destroyed, and they lost housing. They didn't have their paperwork. And another case, the grandmother of a child who was murdered is repeatedly harassed by the police as they make false charges and arrests. And as a victim of constant police harassment, she could be evicted from home forward.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate your coming in today.
Excuse me, Mayor.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Edith, can you tell me what the apartment complex is that you refer to?
This latter is Home Forward's Peaceful Villa on 47th and Clinton. And it was Azzy, the grandmother of Patrick Kimmins. And it was a house with several businesses and other housing within it, in which people had businesses and housing. All those people became unemployed and houseless as a result of the Portland police doing an illegal action and then destroying their property. And that was on Johnson Creek.
And when was this?
East of 82nd.
When was this?
About a year ago on Johnson Creek and currently at Peaceful Villa.
Thank you.
Could I ask one question, Edith?
Yes,
so you're claiming that the police engaged in illegal activity?
Repeatedly.
Did anybody file a complaint with Independent Police Review Commission so that it would be investigated?
No, because when some of the same people had done similar things, those reports were missing, and they were further harassed. At this point, they were a matter of life and death.
By the auditor's office? The Independent Police Review Commission is in the auditor's office. Was somebody in the auditor's office threatening or harassing them?
No. Portland police threatened them, and the papers that they would follow up on when they got attorneys or friends found out that those papers were no longer, or that those files were no longer there. That has also happened with Independent Police Review for police in the past. And then this woman was across the street from just in kind of in a grassy area between Johnson Creek and that property. And then a man that was just down in the tent that people thought was her was being raped. And when she called the police to try to protect him, she was arrested. So the harassment goes on and on.
These are very serious allegations you're making. So I would appreciate some if you could give us a date, a time, a place, any of the above. I will file the request, but these are very, very serious allegations you're making, and this is the first I'm hearing about it. So if you have some facts, I would encourage you to bring them forward. Thank you. All right, first time. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
There's only three chairs.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I apologize. Thank you. Welcome.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joanne.
Amanda,
Chloe, Nick, and Ted. First, I want to thank TJ, Sal, and Edie for speaking with us today. Grey Panthers is concerned and has been over time as organizers on housing, targeting both IPM, Income Property Management, which is a subcontractor for Home Forward in a great many cases, as well as Home Forward itself on tenant rights and housing. Overall, as we've experienced the largest federal government shutdown in U.S. history, thanks to the most right-wing pro-capitalist president in U.S. history, Donald Trump, it's important to note why many of us continue to advocate, in some cases, like TJ and Sally and Edie, to militantly but hopefully persuasively advocate for tenant rights and housing, for legalizing rent control in Oregon, finally, for speaking up and fighting back for those whose voices have been silenced or simply ignored. Nationally, the silenced and ignored have included elders who attend church from Charleston to Pittsburgh, They include students no longer with us from Sandy Hook to Columbine to Parkland. Here in the Northwest, more recently, the silenced and ignored have included Karen Batts and Jason Washington. I handed out copies of to council of recent Grey Panther blurbs on housing, rent control, and tenant rights. The title for one, Ted Wheeler and the Ghost of Karen Batts, was changed to the more polite Real Action Needed to Ease Housing Crisis. The Tribune has been kind enough over the past year to print articles we sent in vis-a-vis the May 15th primary last year in that election, why Joanne Hardesty by far was the best choice of the five candidates in that primary, along with an article for effective gun control laws to ban assault weapons and ban high caliber magazines. We appreciate the Tribune doing that. Going forward, the tripartite presidency of Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, and Rush Limbaugh seeks to do one thing: protect privilege and power of white men against the poor, against workers, against immigrants, against students and tenants and transit riders, against black and brown, against 53 not real countries, to paraphrase Trump just a bit. However, Grey Panthers believe that impeachment, rent control, and gun control are more than aspirational goals. We believe that if folks like, in history, Steve Biko, Chris Haney, Tom Hayden, Dorothy Day, Harvey Milk, Rosa Luxemburg, Bernadette Devlin, Michael Collins, Bobby Sands, Daniel and Philip Berrigan, and Michael Harrington, that these folks were alive and living in Portland, Oregon today, they would assert with us that rent control in Salem, that gun control in a land of active shooters, and impeachment against a fascist, racist, sexist president are finite, achievable goals. We hope to see our newly diverse city council here in lowly Portland, Oregon, play a vital role in creating economic democracy in our world, not just more economic fascism under the Trump junta.
Thanks for coming in. Have any items been pulled?